Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says in Matthew 16, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? That's the same question I'm asking you. You could not answer. And Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And to know who Jesus is, it will take God to reveal who he is to you. Hallelujah. And he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Which rock? The rock of a revelation of who Jesus is. Your faith is determined by your knowledge of who Jesus is. And knowing who Jesus is, see what he said? And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. Nobody knows who Jesus is but the Father. And who the Father of Jesus is, nobody knows who he is but the Son. Only the Son knows who his Father is, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. If you are going to know who the Father of Jesus is, Jesus must reveal him to you. Your pastor can't reveal him to you. If not, the day you know who Jesus is, your attitude towards him will change. The day you know, and he said, only the Father knows who the Son is. For you to know the Son, the Father will have to reveal who he is to you. You see? And that's the difficulty we have. People catching who Jesus is. And then everyone, they have different interpretation. He's the second person in the Trinity, the third person in the Trinity. He is this, he is that, he is this, he is that. Confusion galore. But our eyes of understanding has been opened. That to see that Jesus, who he is. John 1:29. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Remember, Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The sin that was committed in the Garden of Eden separated man from God. Separated man from God. And Satan took over and reduced us to what human beings are today. But God ignited his principle for redemption. Amen. He has a law for redemption that he put for us to understand what he will do with salvation. Oh, praise God. Number one condition is that redemption must be by blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Now, to qualify to redeem your brother who is in any form of bondage, number one, you must be willing. Number two, you must relate to the person by blood. Number three, you must be free. You won't be in bondage too. A prisoner cannot deliver another prisoner. That's why I say a poor man cannot preach prosperity. A possessed person cannot conduct deliverance for somebody. And so, if the law says you must be related by blood and you must be free, then you understand why no human being was qualified to be used for redemption. Because for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us that passed through Adam, we are condemned under that same bondage. And so, what will he do? Amen. That is why we have the virgin birth. I preach a message entitled, Why the Virgin Birth? So that you understand why there had to be a virgin birth. Who is that Jesus? It was God himself that came down by himself to redeem his own children with his own blood. Who is Jesus? He is Emmanuel. What is the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. When they were beating him and rejecting, they were rejecting their God. They didn't know. Oh, Apostle Paul said, if those wise people, if they had known the princes of this world, he said, if they had known who Jesus is, he said, they would not have crucified him. When they were kneeling on the cross on Calvary, they didn't know they were kneeling Emmanuel. When that virgin woman got conceived, they didn't know that she was carrying Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God in his wisdom. That's why he said Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Which wisdom? It is the wisdom that God used to redeem his people. He came down, stepped down from eternity. He stepped down to time. God was in a manger. Hallelujah. He came to do what? Like a human being, he was walking around, and people didn't know he was walking around and looking for his own. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is a spirit. God built himself a body in the womb. Oh, glory be to God. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible says, and the Word became flesh. We are in the womb of Mary, a virgin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it was a body that God prepared for himself. And by the river Jordan, Matthew chapter 3, praise the Lord. As he entered that water and came back, John the Baptist, praise the Lord, the Spirit of God came and incubated him. And he announced to the whole world, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. From that day, Jesus Christ called himself the temple of God. Why? He was now the temple of God. That's why in John chapter 4, he told that woman by the well, the time has come where you will neither worship him in this mountain or in any temple. And that's why too, God is not in any church building anywhere. If you are looking for God, where do you go to? It's in Jesus. And that is why, brother, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. That's why we pray in his name. Because what he did on the cross on Calvary opened a door for us to have access to the throne. Praise the Lord. It was demonstrated by what happened at the altar, the Holy of Holies, when that veil tore into two. They were tearing his body. It was symbolized by that veil there that covered the Shekinah glory of God. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he received not the Spirit by measure. Because Apostle Paul says that the fullness of the Godhead dwell in him bodily. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 said Jesus is the image of the invisible God. And while he was hanging there, he was the veil that veiled the great eternal spirit that dwelt in him. And when the Roman soldier tore that body, they didn't know they were symbolically tearing the body that covered God inside. And the Bible says, after he did that, he shouted, it is finished. That veil in the temple there tore. And now, anybody, Jew or Gentile, everybody will now have access to God. Through what? Through the blood. Through the blood, demonstrated how he gave the ordinance of water baptism. What does it do? You have to identify with that death. You have to see that he went there because of you. And you have to realize what he did on that cross. What he suffered to set you free from the condemnation that is coming upon this world. Hell is reserved there for those who reject him. And there is a day known as the day of the Lord. One of these days, he will come to collect his own. And then, the fire of judgment will come upon all the disobedient. If you miss the rapture, then the next thing you should be waiting for is fire from above. You see? Now, the important thing there is that he shed his blood. Through his blood, our sins have been remitted. So, if you personally now want to be a partaker of it, you have to lay yourself so that that blood can also speak for you. That is the ordinance of water baptism. You die with him, you buried with him, and you resurrect with him. That's why correct water baptism is by immersion. If you baptize by sprinkling, it has no relevance to the Lord Jesus Christ's death and burial. When somebody dies, you don't sprinkle sand on him. And infant baptism is wrong. Before you baptize anybody, the person must realize and confess and repent. The person must accept Christ by himself. Allow the child to grow up and make his own personal decision. And he gave us the formula, not just by immersion, but in the name. That name is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28 verse 19. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And some pastors, like those from Assemblies of God, redeemed. Where again? Methodists, Winners, Prem, Choosing. Where again? Deeper Life. Where again? Apostolic, Mountain of Fire. They take you into the water after all the prescribed processes according to their denomination. Then they take you to the water in obedience to Matthew 28 verse 19 to go and baptize in the name of the Father and Holy Ghost. They bring you inside the water and then put you inside the water by immersion. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and bring you out. You have not yet baptized in that name. Father is not the name. Son is nobody's name. Holy Ghost is not the name. They are titles. Every father here has a name. Every human being has a name. Every son has a name. What is the name of the Son? What is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Holy Ghost? There is a name. And when God reveals it to you, you will see scripturally that the same name of the Father is the same name of the Son, is the same name of the Holy Ghost according to the Bible. Therefore, when Jesus Christ said, go and baptize in the name, not names, name, one name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, he's telling you, go and baptize in my name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That name Jesus is the name of the Father. That name Jesus is the name of the Son. That name Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost according to the Bible. And that is why every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any other baptism, you are wrong. And your sins can never be remitted. That's why I say that you can be in a church and Christ may not know you. That's the truth. But I pray every time and he answers, yes. He's a very merciful God. See, church, salvation is different from the mercy of God. God can just decide to have mercy on you. He's too full of compassion. But it will not take you to the kingdom. Because he has a law he's following. When you come here, we preach like this. We are not preaching for you to come to this church. We don't have branches. We don't believe in having branches. To have a church with headquarters and branches is unscriptural. People call us all over the world. We want this your church for Akwa Ibom. We want this your church for Abuja. Hey, Pastor, not be only Lagos Unagote. Not be only Lagos Unagote. Which one? Are we bringing any new thing? We're not bringing any new thing. We're trying to tell you, You are looking for church instead of looking for salvation. We want you to be saved. The time is so close. And I have not linked it to your deliverance. You see? To link water baptism to your deliverance. The time you catch that revelation of what water baptism is, you will not go anywhere for deliverance prayer. You will deliver yourself. Why may I never go anywhere for deliverance? Why I never go? I went somewhere at 72, no work, long before I become pastor. Because when I go some of these places, the things I see there won't happen. I have known too much before I came out of Ikoyi. Amen. When I came out from Ikoyi, my eyes were too open for me to join any of these playhouses that they call church. Too far! I understood what salvation is and what Satan is doing. The mystery is deep. Two mysteries in the Bible. Mystery of iniquity and mystery of godliness. If you understand it, you'll understand what God is doing. Praise God. Then, you now understand why there was a need for the ministry of restoration, which God used the ministry of William Branham to spearhead, to bring his people out of error and come back to Bible Christianity. Praise the Lord. So, brother, amen. Your salvation starts with repentance. You don't, it is a sinner that God is looking for, who will realize, I am a sinner. And there is a power in that blood that was released on the cross on Calvary. John chapter 1, he came to his own. His own received him not. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to be what? The power to become a son of God, I've always said it, is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. And that power comes by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why in this ministry, once every year, for 4 good days, in the month of June, we come together after a 21-day fast for only one prayer. Give me the Holy Ghost. Give me the Holy Ghost. We'll take a teaching on it. Once you are born again, and you are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I will prove it. I am born again, I'm born again. You are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says, for by one spirit are we baptized into the body of Christ. And once you come into the body of Christ, you become a functional member. You have something to supply to that body. Therefore, once you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a gift must burst out. You must. It's compulsory. You must have a gift because no member of this one body called Moses is made up of members. And every member, every part of my body is a member. And the Bible in Ephesians chapter 4 says, every joint supplies something to the body. Then you will see how dangerous it is. That gift is the talent you see in Matthew chapter 25. The talent he gave some 5, some 10 is the gift. And then one day we are going to face the Lord Jesus Christ and he will ask you what you did with that gift. And some of you have this gift, but because of the churches you belong, you cannot use that gift. And ignorance is no excuse. You will lose your crown. You will lose your rewards. Because you did not use the gift. We will teach you how to identify that gift. And we will tell you, go to churches that allow the liberty of the Spirit to express yourself. The time where you have one man show in a church is over. The other mumu followership is over. That's why I used to tell you people, there are some of you here that have, powerful prophetic gift in your church is there, You cannot. The reason is because you can't use it because it is a mommy and daddy church. If they see any other person coming up, the pastor is threatening that you'll soon be recognized. They go and start your own, you carry members away. So they kill the gift unless you are his son or his wife. That is his family business, not the church of Jesus Christ. And that is what you see everywhere. Gift is infectious. If a genuine gift is being operated from that altar, people will be infected by it. Somebody will catch it. People will catch it. If it is a genuine gift. But if not the one where they go by somewhere, come. Only that one. Only him. You think then he becomes a mini God there. God does not work like that. I have my gift, you have your gift. Praise the Lord. We may even be operating the same gift, but we may not operate the same measure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, brother, that is the importance of water baptism. Is to allow the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away your sins. When you enter that water and come out, every sin you have ever committed till that day is remitted. Then it positions you for God to deal with your sin nature. He sees that you truly don't like what you are, who you are. You need help. That is justification. Then he comes and gives you the power to live a life pleasing before him. That is the meaning of grace. Christ in you. Causing you to live a life pleasing to God. That is the conversion. When you receive the Holy Ghost. But after you have been baptized, hallelujah, that is when the process of your salvation begins. You position yourself for God to deal with you. If you are sincere. But if you are not sincere, he will look at you like this and bypass you too. Praise God. So go and baptize so that your sins can be remitted. They ask in Acts chapter 2. Can we read it? Verse 37. Acts chapter 2. Verse 37. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached that message. And when they heard this message that Peter preached concerning who Christ is, he said they were pricked in their heart. They were convicted. And he said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, go to baptismal class. Peter said, go to baptismal school and write exams. What did he say? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What did he say? In the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For your sins to be remitted. And what will happen? You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the formula. That is the key that was given to Peter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sure with the answer to your question, I don't expect any other question again. Are you clear now? Are you clear now? We'll not give you any certificate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, Allah.
Any confusion again?
No, sir.
Okay, any other person? Any confusion? Come, sister. What do you want to say?
Pastor, it's still on the baptism. I would like you to expatiate on something. There is a place in the Old Testament that God told, that God said his name is Jehovah. So I would like you to link it to his name is Jesus
Christ. That's a very good question. Listen, listen, sister, listen to me. God has many names. Okay? Now, listen, in summary. God has many names that reflect his attributes. Every name God bears is reflecting an aspect of who he is. So, depending on what he is doing at any given time, he will bear the name that reflects what he is doing at that given time. Now, what is he doing? He is in the process of salvation. Therefore, his name will reflect salvation. What is Jesus? Jesus means Yeshua, means Jehovah saves. Greek call it Joshua. What is he doing? He is now saving. And that is his name. And through where is he saving? He is saving through a man. And he used that man through that virgin and placed his name on that man. And the Bible says there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus. And the Bible said, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That's why he placed his name on that man, because that is now his temple. That is his meeting point with man. So that is his name. And remember, the Bible says that when Jesus will be coming back again, he will be coming in a new name. Because this time, he's no more coming to save. He's coming to judge. So his name will reflect judgment. God bless you. Any other person?
Shalom, church.
God bless you, Shalom.
Please, sir, I want you to help me on this. How many times does one have to go to be baptized? Because I, as one person, have been baptized in CPM, Celestial Church of Christ, Redeem. But from what you said now, I think I'm getting another view about this.
Can you clap your hands more now? Clap small now. You're getting another view.
And like you said, it's not about being a Christian. It's about knowing God for whom he is and then accepting him. It's not about coming as a prostitute and you say, this is it, and he prays for you. You have to open up your heart, because after doing this whole baptism thing, I still go back to those lifestyles. But from what you say now, I'm a very shy person. I didn't want to come out. But something says I should come for this Holy Ghost program that wants to come.
You have to come, though. You have to come.
Next month. And I have so many scores to settle with God in terms of my way of life. And I don't know. I want to know, do I still have to come again for the baptism? Or
you see, take note. Take note of how I present this baptism to you here. You can see that I am not giving it as a precondition to worship in this church. You had to baptize in Sele, you had to baptize in Redeem, you had to baptize wherever it was, because to be a full and recognized member, you have to baptize in that church, irrespective of where you baptized before. Now, that is baptism to make you church member. Not baptism for your sins to be remitted. That baptism for the remission of your sin is done only once in your lifetime, if it is done correctly. But you can change as many churches as the Spirit leads you for whatever purpose. But for baptism, if it is done correctly, it is done only once. And can I tell you again, all those ones that you did, they were not baptism for salvation. That's why you are hearing something now. You are confused. Especially where you call the big name churches. You mean as big as they are wrong? Who made them big? Who made them big now? Praise God. Praise the Lord. See, there are many things that can be done to make a church big. If I want this church to double this number in 1 month, it's very simple. I'll just come and say, it doesn't matter. You can dress anyhow and come here, it doesn't matter. I will ordain women ushers and women deaconesses and women pastors. And I will open branches everywhere. Hallelujah. And if after dinner they no come, I will do arranging miracle. I will do arranging miracle. Eh? Somebody who has not worked since they born him will rise up and begin to run. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you watch the spirit that is going on here, you will realize something if you are following. That we are not even preaching to get members. You see, from the gate there, if you don't dress well, they will allow you to enter here. How many churches will do that? You see? And they are not begging you. They are not even begging you to dress well. In fact, by the time they finish with you at that gate, itself, when they beg them, take a easy. You can tell them to go, but use the right language. Praise the Lord. You will soon discover that Christianity is a more serious business than has been presented to us. It is about life and death. If you play with your Christian faith, you are actually joking with your life. And while we are still alive, that's the theme of our program in June. Make your calling and election sure. Because many are called and few are chosen. He said, give all diligence. Give diligence. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. So for water baptism, thank God you have heard it. Water baptism is in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You went to school. It means the Father has a name. Look for that name. Don't call yourself baptized in the name of the Father and bring out. Are you a copy typist? Yes? Secretary. You say the secretary. If Oga give you a manuscript, if he do wrong spelling, you go type up. When he's reading to, he say, this is not the spelling of this. And I say, as you write, I type. But when you see a confidential secretary, amen. When the Oga talk, he doesn't talk long. He just say, he understands what the man is saying. So when the apostles, Peter was among, hallelujah, Philip was among, they heard that Jesus said, go and baptize in the name of the Father. They knew what name he was talking about. That's why Philip baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Peter baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every baptism in the New Testament is in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Yes, this is not right. Yes.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
Praise the Lord. I am here on invitation.
Invitation?
Yes.
You are welcome.
I am an online member from Ibadan. My name is Crescencia.
You're welcome.
I am a Catholic by birth. From birth, I am a Catholic.
Thank you.
Now, I had infant baptism, and I'm sorry to say this. Anyway, we don't count children. I have 10 children, but I lost 2. Then those 2 were not baptized because before my husband married me, he was a Jehovah's Witness. So he believes in adult baptism. Although we are Catholic, but he doesn't believe in infant baptism. Those 2 children that we are dead now, what will be their fate since they were not baptized? Because baptism is not meant for, it's to wash us away from Adamic sin.
Praise the Lord. Listen,
praise
church.
The Lord.
If you are not under a law, you cannot be bound by that law. If Christ himself says you should first repent.
Yes.
And the infant has not reached the age of repentance. Yes. He cannot be condemned. That is part of what the blood of Jesus Christ has done. That child is covered by what happened on the cross on Calvary.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you. Yes. Oh, yes. That's why it came from Ibadan. That's why Pride TV is becoming very, very popular now. People who want to hear. People are tired of miracle, 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 miracle. Abracadabra, you fall down, you rise. What has that got to do with heaven? I thank God for that deliverance. May heaven come.
Shalom, church. My name is Silas. And I have a question on baptism.
Yes, sir.
Because there is a general saying that at 7, one can always speak for himself. A general saying that at 7, one can speak for himself.
Yes.
In the case of baptism, we talk of infant baptism. At what age is one matured to have a baptism? Because we talk about repentance and decision to do it. At what age is one matured to undergo water baptism?
Amen. The age,
yes,
that the person can hear the word of God
and decide,
and repent
and decide,
and decide to serve God. That age is the age for water baptism. I've answered your question. So, even if the person is 6 years old and comes and says, Daddy, I want to be baptized, you must not stop the child. What you must not do is to command anybody to go and be baptized. Because you can't command anybody to give his life to Christ. It will be a personal decision. So if you see a child showing interest like that and sees the need to be baptized and comes, Daddy, take me to the pastor, I want to be baptized. Don't waste the person's time. Don't give any condition. Take the person to be baptized. The child to be baptized. Thank you. Amen. But I know you have been baptized. Sir, I know you have been baptized. I was there when you were baptized.
Yes, you were there when I was baptized.
Praise God.
Thank you.
He baptized last year in Italy. He's an Italian man. He's living in Italy. We were there, and I was in the baptism. Preach to them, they all believed and they went to the water.
Yes.
Okay? Praise the Lord. If you have been blessed, clap your hands for Jesus.